Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I love your show. I discovered you guys a couple of months ago and have been working my way through your older episodes, and I signed up to be an EPP, and I just really enjoy what you guys have done here and the outlet you've provided for people who have experiences or who are just really fascinated with the paranormal. I've been thinking about some odd things that have happened over the years in my life. I've never seen a ghost or anything that dramatic, but weird things here and there. In fact, I'm thinking about sending a couple of precognitive type dreams to your other podcast. But in thinking about that, I remember one particular instance involving my son that has always kind of creeped me out and fascinated me. Back in 2012, when my son was about 3 years old, he was completely obsessed with all things related to trains, Thomas shows and movies and books and all the characters, and also seeing real live trains. We live near an old mill town on the East Coast that trains pass through fairly regularly. There's a bridge that goes over the main road as you come into or out of the little town. And there's a old B&O station that is now a museum, and it has all kinds of old stuff from, I think, back to like the Civil War. And this little town, we drive through there pretty much on a daily basis, and it's had its share of disasters, fires and floods. In fact, there was a huge flood last year that was all over the news. And in 2012, there was a disaster involving a train. So one day we're driving through the town, and it was a pretty typical evening. It was probably about 6 o'clock. I'd picked my son up from my in-laws and we were heading home. So we were driving out of the little town and under the bridge where the trains would cross. And there was no train there that night. But my son was back in his car seat in the back of the car playing. And all of a sudden, he shouts out randomly as we cross under the bridge, "Mommy, the bridge is going to break and the train is going to fall off and crash." So I didn't really think anything of it. We were passing a train bridge and he was playing with his characters and it was fairly normal for him. Fast forward to the next morning, we woke up to the news that a little after midnight, there was a pretty massive train derailment right on that bridge. It was a coal train, and there were pictures all over the news of it tipped over and coal spilled everywhere. And tragically, two teenage girls actually lost their lives. They'd been hanging out up on the bridge as the train came through. So we're watching this news, and all of a sudden it kind of dawned on me what my son had said as we were driving through. The bridge is going to break and the train is going to crash. And it was just so kind of bizarre. And I've told this story to other people, and everyone's always just kind of shocked by it. It could always be a coincidence, but it was just so specific. They came out with a report a couple years later that it was a piece of rail. I don't remember if it was on the bridge or near it that snapped and caused the train to go off the track. So anyway, he's never done anything like that since that I know of, but it always creeped us out a little bit whenever he said anything about anything related to travel after that. So that's my story. I hope you can use it on the show. And thanks again for everything that you do.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.